We are WNST, Tassel Baltimore. Baltimore Positive. We are into the autumnal thing here where it gets dark early in the day. Try to keep the spirits bright. It's almost holiday season. I saw the Raven Scratch also in the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We were at Mama's on the half shell in Owings Mills. The Crab Cake Tour is going everywhere. All of our sponsors, Pappas is getting it, Coco's is getting it, Fadley's is getting it, Costas is getting it. We're doing holiday stuff. All of it brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with Jiffy Lube. And then our Oyster Tour's out on the road right now. And I'm wearing my purple Curio Wellness thing, and you can find the new Oyster Tour on a day-by-day basis now out at the front of Baltimore Positive. Our friends at Curio Wellness, in partnership with our friends at Liberty Pure Solutions, 1-800-CLEAN-WATER. They keep the water clean, and the oysters keep the bay clean. And I tell you what, Curio Wellness keeps my body running well here. And Blendy, you've gone away. I think the Orioles were still in it, and you were doing things, and it's October, and you missed my birthday, and we had pizza in Essex and did all this stuff. How are you, and how's life these days? Wendy Braunfein joining us here, our chief cannabis officer, of course, from Curio.
I am good. Life is good. It has been a busy couple of weeks. I did catch the Stevie Wonder show, in between us last seeing each other. Did you make it there? I couldn't
You know
remember.
what happened? I love going to CFG Bank Arena, right? So, I mean, I'm trying to play the Mariah Carey thing. Appeals to me, strangely enough, like the Christmas thing. So I would be into that because it feels right. But I didn't do Stevie Wonder. It was the day after my birthday. We were a little worn out. It was one of those like middle of the week kind of Tuesday night thing. Ticket prices were like held up. It was not inexpensive to go see Stevie Wonder. And we just looked at it and said, are we feeling 250 bucks on a Tuesday night to sit wherever, to go down? And we had front row tickets for Stevie Wonder last 2, 3 years ago. He played MGM and I scored a ticket last minute, literally front row. Like, it was insane. We had the greatest night ever. So, and I've seen Stevie 5 times. I've met Stevie back at the Baltimore Civic Center back in the 80s when I was the music critic, as shown in the documentary. But no, Stevie didn't go. And then the next morning, I woke up and you and everyone else had overjoyed my Sharia more. Like, I was singing along with my coffee at 4 in the morning. And I thought, well, that was a nice night. And then on my timeline, Sting was playing that night at MGM. And I didn't put it on my calendar. I didn't know. Sting is my wife's numero uno. And she didn't know. And we're like, and tickets were like really cheap, like 40 bucks. Like, nobody wanted to go. It
Wow.
was a Wednesday night. In DC, it was cold out. We did that instead. So we wound up going to see Sting instead of Stevie Wonder, and we had a great time. And we're concert people, aren't we? I mean, we don't even begin with the sports again, especially when the sports ain't going well. But this thing, people think I'm wearing a Lamar. I'm not gonna, it's not, right? Because it looks a little bit like the top of an eight. So I kind of like this Curio top.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that until you said it, but yeah,
Do you
this
love
is
Stevie? Was he
true.
good?
He was great. Yeah, we're going to Duran Duran too.
I will see you on Monday. I hope you're not dressed as Kiss this week as well.
No, only Saturday afternoon.
Curio Wellness puts us out on the road on our oyster tour. I did 26 oysters in 26 days last month. One day this week, we honored Ray Bachman, my longtime executive producer and brother who's battling cancer. If you can help him, you'll see that in the oyster tour. But the oyster tour got me out like all over the community, meeting people, talking to people, eating oysters, sitting at quick in and outs, and then sometimes just sitting down and getting them fried and hanging out. I wanted to talk to you about like sort of where things are going here. I get your emails all the time, and I came into your store last week, and I have a customer story. Am I allowed to tell you this one?
Yes.
All right. So I haven't had you on in like 2, 3 weeks. My birthday came and went. And I was going over to your store, and I didn't think about it at all. But my birthday was the birthday where expirations happen with real ID and driver's license. This was the 8 years where I had to like go take my picture and do all that. And I thought it was gonna take me all day, and it took me 30 seconds. And they gave me a sheet of paper, and they said, "We'll mail you your driver's license." And I'm like, "Cool." I walked into your store, went over with an expired driver's license, and it wouldn't let me in. Well, right. I mean, when we talk about it being regulated, like I got turned away kindly with smiles, and I needed the paper. And I thought, like, well, the paper might be on my phone, but it wasn't. It was just a receipt that you get digitally when you get your thing. I text my wife. I'm like, I feel like I'm 19 at the liquor store. And so I text her, and she's like, "Well, I where did you leave it? It's on the bureau. I'll take a picture and I'll send it over." And I went back in, and your staff took it, printed it, and I'm telling you, in 2 minutes, I was in. I got fresh move. I tried some new strains that we're going to talk about
All
because
right.
I'm trying to figure out the strain that you would name after me. I'm getting very envious of Happy Eddie, and I see Wendy doing all this stuff with friends of mine and Keisha McClain and all this stuff out online. And I'm thinking to myself, what would a Nasty Nestor strain be? And uplifted, creative, you know, those kinds of words. So I went into that strain category and I tried a few. And I came home, my wife's like, "What would you get?" And I said, "Cheetah piss." And she's like, "Who would buy a product called that?" I'm like, "No, but the terpenes align with the limonene and the linalool and like and the carcinogen, I can't even pronounce."
Carry
And I'm
off
like,
of
"I'm gonna try."
it.
So I am following your science. I'm just letting you know I came in and I had a good experience, as I always do. It wasn't particularly busy that day. I got in and out, whatever, but they were very helpful and felt awful that like here's this old guy with an expired driver's license. But they did help me and they printed it and it was all clean and legal and all that. But so Tropicana Banana,
Oh, I
Cheetah,
haven't had that.
BP. I don't know why you need to call PP or urine. I don't know. But nonetheless, trying them, what would you say to someone like me? And I see customers in there all flower, choose too much, too little. Don't take the 25. Stop, slow down. Like all of the things that we preach about gambling awareness here as well. In your opinion, somebody like me, if we're just out and you run a dispensary, you're the curio cannabis. What do you say to someone to me and say, try this, that, compare this and that, so that you get where you want to be? Because I really am trying to find a strain beyond Blissful Wizard, which has its benefits for me, which is more of a maybe yoga, you know, some place where I want my mind to go elsewhere. It's not a sleeping thing for me, and it's not
Right.
a awake thing for me at all, and it's not a concert thing. It's just not. It's certain strains hit you a certain way, and I think I'm in exploration, as probably every person that comes in, adult use or a medicinal, to say what product's right for me.
Yeah, well, if you're looking for flower, or which also relates to potentially having a vape, or a pre-roll, because those are all kind of a strain approach. Yeah, it really comes down to like that, what you're talking about in terms of what's your end goal, right? Are you trying to deal with pain? Did you want to sleep? Do you want your mood corrected? Do you just want to feel good? Is it for a Saturday night or for other reasons? All of that's going to be, like you said, in the terpenes. So when you give the person who's working in the store that context, that helps them identify the right strain that's the good fit for you. I similar to you, tend to lean towards the like happy, energized, maybe some mental clarity in there.
I like uplifted as a term, you know, not high, but alert and awake and sharp and focused. And
That makes
I think
terpenylate
anyone in the
mine.
artistic world that has ever used this, I, by the way, Todd Rundgren, tell your dad, Todd Rundgren came on, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. It was a complete fluky. I've always loved him. I've always wanted him on. He played up at the Strand in York, Pennsylvania, the Appel Theater. The night before my birthday, 2 nights before Stevie Wonder, and the week before, I saw he was playing, and I meant to like try to reach in August. I reached so last minute that I was a little embarrassed. They got back to me. He was on Zoom with me the next day, and we did an hour. And like Rundgren fans have loved the conversation, but he mentioned in the middle of it, he said, "I had a period in my life where I wrote all of these out." I mean, there's a creative element that goes on here above and beyond anything we could talk about that you're trying to find, I think. I mean, and I guess being a Dundalk guy, people say it puts me to sleep. Well, then if that's what you want it to do, and I'm talking about pre any of this, just where you want to be, because I think you can do a lot of reading, and that's where I am with you at this point. I think you understand that, to say find the right thing. And for me, it's not asking someone in your store what might be right for me. It's me really trying to understand it and do the work on my own. Because as I pointed out, it's not an inexpensive product. I mean, you want to get the right thing. And I'm at that point where I'm exploring right now. And I think this might be fun for us over the next couple of months because I really am trying to find something new.
Yeah, well, we have these little guides, and they're like kind of pocket size. And in the store, there's a larger format on the wall, but it kind of breaks down cannabinoids and terpenes and aligns them to the potential effects that you would get when those appear in the mix on that product, right? Because every product has a label, and it will tell you what the potency of the cannabinoids and terpenes in the product are. And so that's again how you sort of educate yourself and what the budtender at the store is using. But also when you go on the menu, so if you were to go onto the Farm & Daughter menu and you're looking at the flower and you tap into a specific product, there are one, the metrics are just there. If you know them, you understand them, and you can read them, then you'd be able to identify yourself. But also there's little like pie charts and things that would kind of give you visuals of what the potencies are and also what that likely means. Like, is it going to be uplifting? Is it going to be sedating? But yeah, I mean, to your point, back in the day, you just got something. You didn't have the lab analysis, so you wouldn't have known. And it's like somebody says, oh, that's some good, stuff. Like,
Right.
something, maybe a different
I
word,
think
but
we're way past that point, right? And
yeah.
I think I don't want to say that's where the fun is, that's where the education is, that's where the help is. That's where the benefit is when I'm doing yoga and I'm trying to figure out when I apply this after a hot shower or in the morning. Listen, I've told a couple, look, my back's not great. I told the folks over at GBMC, right? When they told me they were going to cut on me, and I tell my folks at Planet Fitness, thank you. And my roller and my yoga, I have these heated things that I sit on in the morning, like, moist heat on my back early in the morning. Different day, right? Put a little mood product on, different day. You know what I haven't been doing? And I'll pull it right out because I have it here. This is Advil. I try to stay away from this, right? It's here, right? It's a tool in the, but like, that's the last thing I'm trying to do. So anyway, I know my time is a little short, but I want to let you know I've been a good doobie because I'm using your rewards program and also inspired by it in regard to QR codes and different things that I could be doing in my own business or things that I see lots of my clients in restaurants and, when I order food online like the kids are doing these days. But I used my rewards program and literally when I zapped it, when I zapped Tropicana Banana as a strain, is that funnier than Cheetah Piss or Tropicana Banana? I'm trying to figure out which one's the funnier one to say. It's fun to say either, but they're both fun to say.
Yeah.
So, introducing, so is this a newest strain, the sensational Tropicana Banana, vibrant sativa, delightful fusion of Tropicana Banana Kush? And I have said anything says Kush reminds me of Frank Kush, which wasn't a good era of Baltimore Colts football, but also feels more sleepy. Crafting an experience that's as uplifting as a sunny day on a tropical beach. Dominant terpenes, myrcene sometimes make me sleepy.
Caryophyllene.
I'm not gonna. I just learned to say Massillon in Ohio this week. And limonene, which is where I need to be. Increased energy and focus. Try it, right? I mean, like I'm giving it a try. This is what I read, and I'm like in. That's why I got my 35 points. So how about that?
And then you can actually see on when you do that scan, you can actually see the certificate from the lab and the breakdown of
Test
everything.
results, Maryland compliance, and then
Yeah.
there's the little thing of, do you have legal ID? And I did. I did all of this research, and I went online, and I went into the little bags, the little cartons, and clicked one, and I got one move, and I got the terpene chews, so I got it all, and then I came over to the store, and I had an expired license. So you know that like I was like, God, I put the work in. I did the research, you know? So Wendy Bronfine is here.
Did
She's
you
a curio
scan it all
lux.
when you got home? Did you get all your points?
I scanned it just this morning.
Oh,
And
nice.
not everything in my bag was a curio. I have bought products
Oh.
at curio that are other places. Don't scan those. By the way, speaking of your places, because I want to promote, because you need to talk about chews before you go. I made not a wrong turn. I got stuck in traffic going to Philly. like 6, 8 weeks ago, and I took the turn where my aunt lived on 896, and I went like before there, Elkton, where the Waffle House is, and I just sort of fished my way up 40, and I'm at a red light. I looked up Farm Kent. I was looking for FARM, like Animal Farm.
Oh,
It's
yeah.
PHAR, and it's sexy. It looks nice. It's on the side of the road. It's big, right?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't, you know, I've heard you talk about it the whole time, and there I'm at a red light and I looked up and it was in front of me.
Well, yeah, I mean, that can be your little your weekend trip for shopping.
All right, I know you got to promote shoes because I saw it on the email, and I'll get spanked if I don't let you do that.
Oh, yeah. No. Well, no, looking at, I guess in November, we're going to have a promo going on with dispensaries all around the state. Buy one, 10% off, buy two, 20% off, buy three, 30% off. And then they're double points on our reward system. So you buy them, you scan that QR code on the back. Your points are always equal to the MSRP, even if you pay less. So that's a deal for any customer. But yeah, I mean, you got to your point of choose your adventure, so to speak. You've got shoes for sleep, you got shoes for daytime, low to no psychoactivity. You've got regular old, 5 milligrams or 10 milligrams of THC. You've got the terpene chews that can give you an exact effect every time the way you want it.
My
So
wife has had a really good response with this Good Night product, the
good night tablets, yeah.
night tablets, and you know the what's it, the release, time release? Give me the right word.
Yeah, the one, there's an immediate release and then 3 hours later, and you get that on the good day and the good night. So it's you get sustained effects.
My yoga helps me sleep well, so that's all I can say, you know. So I'm
Hey,
hitting the
that's
mat.
great.
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling as good as the Ravens have been feeling. I'm wearing something that looks like Lamar, but it's not. And we're all into Lamar as long as he doesn't throw four picks in Cleveland. But it has been a good fall so far, even watching some World Series games from out in LA and New York. Wendy Brown Fine is here. She has some Curio Wellness. They support us. We try to educate folks about all of their products and all the cool things Curio Wellness does. And Foreign Daughters right around the corner in Timonium. If you have legal ID, they'll let you in, but you have to have it. I learned that with my expired driver's license last week. But it's all together now. I have my new license. I'm ready to vote. Everybody get out and vote. Make sure you're doing the right thing here over the next week or two as well. And I will see you on the other side of Halloween. I can't wait to see your Kiss outfits. I have no Halloween costume this year, so I have to figure that out.
I'm sure you're going to come up with something good.
Usually it's a last minute thrill. Yeah, I'm more, the hair lends itself to Howard Stern. 1 year it's going to happen. I'm just not tall enough. She is Wendy. They are Curio Wellness. They're out in the front of Baltimore, a positive as well. All of Wendy's chats are in the front of Baltimore positive as we approach the autumnal time of season. By the way, I just had you on for 20 minutes. I saw the Northern Lights since the last time we got
Oh,
together, and I didn't even bring
yeah.
it up. Next segment, next time we're together, go to the front of BaltimorePositive.com. I've told a whole bunch of Northern Lights stories. Every single one of them is great, except for the people that were in a ballroom downtown and missed it.